It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning, and I was really saddened to hear about the death of Tina Turner yesterday at the age of 83. And we are going to be talking to Dean Richards right now. And Dean, you have a special guest, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Somebody with whom I share a special Tina Turner moment. But before we get to that, let's just listen to some of the genius that Tina Turner has given us over her amazing career. Wendy, this is a clip from a concert in the Netherlands in which she sang her song Nutbush City Limits. There's a point in the show where sort of this crane-like device pops out of the stage and goes out over the audience, extends over the audience, and Tina Turner in her stiletto heels goes running up and down this narrow crane singing Nutbush City Limits. She did it at the United Center in 2008. She was 70 years old at the time, just is why I have always said that Tina Turner is my greatest concert experience of all time. I've seen her many, many times. One of the times that I saw her was with a Chicago journalism icon. We went to Tofano's restaurant.
Yum.
A little dinner before the show, a little eggplant parm before the show. And who's sitting across the restaurant? The great Carol Marine.
Really?
Who were, you know, we're just that we like connect and talk and, oh, what are you doing here? I'm going to the Tina Turner show. So we wound up together, her group and my group wound up together in one of the in the WGN box, and we enjoyed Tina Turner together. And you may have enjoyed Carol Marine, you know, delivering hard hitting news stories through the years. You haven't lived until you've seen Carol Marine doing the shimmy to Proud Mary.
Were you rolling doot doot, rolling doot doot?
Carol Marine.
Down the river.
Rolling down the river. And when I heard the news yesterday, I thought of Carol because we shared this special moment. And then suddenly my phone rings and Carol is calling me to remember the same moment. Good morning, my dear. How are you?
Good morning, hon. I am sad. I am so sad. You were the first person to pop into my head that I had to contact because, I mean, you and I, for all these years since that concert, have from time to time texted, what's love got to do with
right.
it, or something.
Right.
And, what a goddess. She
certainly was. And Carol, it's an honor to speak to you. I have just been a fan of yours forever. And I love Dean,
Wendy,
so I'm glad you guys got to hang together. Tina had pizzazz. Can I just say, she was electrifying. I'm trying to think of all these adjectives to describe her. She was just an icon. I don't know what else to say.
But, you know, the other thing, and so after I text Dean, call Dean, and then I start playing Tina Turner songs, and the first one that pops up is one that is not really often associated with her. It's Complicated Disaster.
Yeah.
And do you remember this one, Dean?
I do. I do remember that song, yeah.
You know, it's a story about, you know, a husband's betrayal, you know, of the other woman. The other woman and she have something in common. I mean, it's just... It's, you know, it's the story of Ike Turner and all of the terrible parts of their life together. And it was so ironic, 'cause I agree with you, Wendy. She's got pizzazz, but she also had pain. She played through the pain and turned it into this kind of passionate anthem for women who conquer, you know, all that they need to conquer.
Yeah, all that she overcame, a life of domestic violence with Ike, leaving him, literally running away and leaving him with nothing. I mean, she left with nothing. She said, I don't want anything except my name, Tina Turner. And she took her name and started over again and became a symbol of survival, of not going to take it anymore. One of the songs, Carol and Wendy, for me, that I first saw her do in concert that still rips my heart out is she does a version of the Beatles song, Help. And if you listen to, you know, the lyrics of this song, you'll never listen to it another way again, where she goes. I mean, think about this in context of her life. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. And now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. And she just rips that song to pieces. I mean, she's just so great every time that I've seen her. I mean, it's there's so much more than the pizzazz and the electricity. I mean, really, there was no shortage of that, really, up until her final concerts. She stopped touring in 2008 and pretty much retired. But
wait, no, Dean, when we saw her in those incredible stilettos, you know, and I have been a fan of stilettos for lo these many years, she had a stool up on the stage because she couldn't just keep running around. So she sort of rest against this stool a little bit and then take off running in those heels again. Yeah. I just remember looking at her shoes and looking at her legs and thinking, oh, man, this is such a great babe.
Yeah.
Oh, those legs were priceless. We have got to take a quick break here, but I think you two should hook up and go have some Parmesan, some eggplant parm, and listen to more Tina Turner tonight.
Oh, anytime. I have been doing nothing but listening to Tina Turner music ever since the news yesterday, and smiling and laughing and getting tearful at, you know, at remembering what a life this woman led. She did not let anything get her down. That is a true legacy to leave for everybody else.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to go listen to it, Wendy.
All right.
All day and all night.
You're invited to join us at Tufano's, Wendy.
I would love to. Nice to speak to you, Carol.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Just a pleasure.
Thanks, Carol. Talk to you soon.
Love you,
bye. All right. Yes, definitely Tina Turner triumphed over her problems. Dean Richards Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
I danced with Carol Marine.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Take that, Ron Majors.
I love Carol so much, yeah, so much.
She's fantastic. I mean, she is the amazing journalist that we all know she is, but there is no nicer, caring, hilarious person than Carol Marine, and a pretty good dancer, too.
You're not so bad yourself, I hear.
Well, yeah, I don't want to brag.
You know, when I was growing up, all I wanted in the world was to live in the Brady Bunch house.
Well, yeah, hey, lucky for you, it's for sale.
I'm sure I can afford it on my fill-in salary.
this is the house that, you know, where they took the exterior shots during the Brady Bunch, that, you know, very mid-century looking the house that we all saw. This was the actual house. And then in, what was it, maybe 5-6 years ago, something like that, it became part of a reality show.
I watched every second of that show.
Yeah. What was it called? Like renovating the Brady's? Oh, A Very Brady Renovation.
Yeah.
In 2019. And they made the house, both inside and out, look just like the Brady Bunch house that we watched on television. It was purchased by HGTV at the time for $3.5 million. And, Wendy, it is now back on the market again.
How much?
$5.5 million.
Oh, no problem.
$5.5 million.
Carol Marine and I are going to pitch in on that house together.
You know, being the dork that I am, on one of my visits to Los Angeles to do interviews, I had the afternoon off. And I went to the Bat Cave where they shot that scene of the Batmobile coming out of the cave, which is easy to find there if you look. I went to the Golden Girls house. And
of course you did.
And I went to the Brady Bunch house. I stood outside and took pictures, selfies of me in front of the Brady Bunch house. Dork. Hashtag dork.
Oh, that's all of us.
But it's for sale. So, you know, if anyone is interested, $5.5 million, and it can be yours.
Awesome. All right. We have like less than a minute here. I love Tom Petty. What happened to his clothes?
Somebody stole his clothes They were going to put them up for auction. A Boston auction house was going to put it up for auction, and it turns out everything was missing. Somebody stole the belongings and clothing of Tom Petty, 40 items, jackets, bags, boots, hats, and T-shirts. So it's how sad is that?
That's terrible.
If I see you outside the Brady Bunch house wearing a Tom Petty hat, I'm going to implicate you in that crime, just so you know.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. I'm always filling in for a while.
I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Cool.